meaning Cindy by request.
Is this the request personality?
Yeah. What do you want to hear?
Oh, I don't want to hear anything. I just want to see Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? Hey, listen, I've got a lot of records to put on down here.
John, now look, you made her cry.
Weird Al, what are you doing on the phone?
Hey, kid, it's okay. We'll take you to see Santa Claus.
What? Oh, sure. You guys don't care.
Oh, yes, we do. Now, we're going to take you to see old Santa Claus.
No,
No, Bologna.
Good luck.
There, he's gone now. You really want to see Santa?
Oh, yes, sir. Real bad. You see, sir? I don't have nobody who loves me. And, sir, I don't want bikes or toys or games. I just want to see Santa Claus. I would kiss you, sir, if I got to see him.
Oh. Hang on, kid, we'll pick you up. Bob, bicycle, Bob!
Bob! Hey, Bob!
What, Al?
Bob, are you doing anything special right now?
Well, Al, I just happen to be going to the biggest oldies concert in the history of the world. Oh. Get this, they're going to have Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young doing backup vocals for Frankie Valli. Oh. The Beach Boys will be there. Dinah Ross and the Supremes will be there. Herman's Hermits and the Dave Clark Five will be there. And get this, the Beatles are getting back together again just for this one benefit performance.
Yeah.
I wouldn't miss this one for the world.
Well, you can go to a lousy concert if you want to, but you know where I'm going.
Where, Al?
I'm gonna go see Santa Claus.
Well, I hope you know I was just kidding, Al, baby. Who wants to see a stupid little concert anyway? When do we leave for the North Pole?
Well, we gotta pick up a few more people first.
Tonight, the special programming department transforms KCPR from 2 hours of pure music to 2 hours of pure entertainment.
Hey, Brian, we're gonna go see Santa Claus. You wanna come along?
Oh, gosh, I can't. I'm so busy with all this stuff. The greatest popular songs of Christmas is on at 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay. By the way, what station is it on?
This one, Al.
91, KCPR.
Jerry, what have you longed for your entire life?
Well, to go see Santa Claus at the North Pole.
Well, guess what?
This is Russ Scherer, general manager of public radio station KCPR.
Mr. Scherer of Russ James fame. Oh, your honorable highness. Oh,
what?
Your highness, we... That is me. No, we... No, yes, all of us, that is to say Jerry Peek, Bicycle Bob... John Furtado and me want to take some dumb kid to see Santa Claus.
To do this, Mr. Weird Al, you realize you place yourself in a difficult position epistemologically.
How so, your nothingness?
You must answer the eternal question. The question that continually pervades our great, revered, hallowed halls. At this magnificent enterprise known as the sound.
What question is that, oh great daddy of us all?
How much your weirdness will it cost?
Your neck if you don't let us go.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose. This could become a habit.
And so begins the great journey to the North Pole, a journey that began with the heart, and, as we shall see, will end with the heart. Of course, a few questions must be answered in the meantime.
Is there a North Pole exit off the 101?
By nightfall, the gang has made it to the beautiful mountainous lands of Canada. We join them there, around the campfire.
Hey, kid, what's wrong?
Will we really get them alike?
Hey now, perk up.
Yeah, kid. There's nothing to be afraid of. Here, have a candy bar.
Is it in the budget?
Jerry, where are we right now?
Hard telling, John. Somewhere in the Yukon, a few thousand miles from home. We're really buried in the sticks. Hey, look at this, you guys.
What?
A piece of paper pinned to the tree. It looks like it's been here 1,000 years. It says, "The following hour of programming has been made possible by a grant from the Assembly Line, San Luis Obispo."
That's weird.
I wonder how we're going to get out of this mess.
Well, it could be worse. I mean, we can get KCPR here, can't we?
Oh, sure. I'll turn on the radio. And so, we return to the KCPR travelers just for a moment to see how their journey to the North Pole is going. The funny thing is, though, I really don't know where they are. I'm really glad this Belvedere of yours floats on the water, Al. Otherwise, we'd never have been able to get past this ocean.
Well, gang, we sort of have a problem.
What kind of problem?
Like, I don't know where we are.
Great. Did anyone bring a compass? How about you, Russ?
It was not in the budget.
Floating in the water.
Grab it. It looks like a bottle.
It is a bottle, and it has a message inside. It says, "This hour of programming has been made possible by a grant from the Assembly Line Restaurant in San Luis Obispo."
That's odd. Oh, well. So, gang, what are we going to do about being stuck out in the middle of the ocean?
Look up in the sky.
It looks like...
The courageous travelers are getting closer and closer to the North Pole, unaware that a mysterious person from the past will visit them soon. Our story now continues.
Little girl, come here!
Oh, please don't hurt me, sir, please!
You, my child, must learn the true meaning of Christmas!
Oh, I do, sir! It's love, joy, and kindness.
It is money! Look, kid, since we you have consumed 12 candy bars. That is $3. $3! Child, it is time you face the facts of life. Life is money. Do you hear? Money!
Please stay away from me. I'll never eat again.
I'll get you, my pretty.
Rusty, what's wrong with you? This is Christmas.
Christmas is not in the budget.
Here, kid, it's okay. You can have a candy bar.
No more candy bars.
Oh, don't be silly. You can have a candy bar.
It is not.
Shut up. Up.
That's right, mister. Shut up.
Ronald Coleman? Where? Why, you've been dead for 20 years.
I do believe in spooks. I do.
No. Not dead. Just retired.
Retired?
I said that. I live up now away from the likes of folks like your friend there. The money mongers. Always trying to squeeze a little more meat from the buffalo.
The buffalo?
You know, on the nickel.
Jefferson's on the nickel now.
Oh, damn. Anyhow, out here it's just me and the snow. I have fun.
I remember, sir. You did many fine movies. I enjoyed them.
Because they were low budget,
that I guess. That was their finest feature.
Huh. Well, now what brings you other folks so close to the North Pole?
Oh, to see Santa Claus, sir. I want to see him so badly.
Yeah. For toys and games, I guess.
Oh, no, sir. I just want to see him so bad. I truly do.
Well, now, ain't that something? Ain't that something?
Mr. Coleman, you did a tremendous Christmas adaptation once of...
Don't say it. I know I did. Too many memories. Too many old dead ghosts to rekindle. Too many people that were once young and fresh like you, critters. All my dear friends now turned to ashes. Oh, yes, I was young once, too. You can imagine that. Where in damnation are those violins? But, sir, that's too much for me. Too many old memories.
Couldn't you do it just once for us?
Oh, darn tootin' I could. Here, kids, come on, gather around. And you there with the bull balls voice. Carrot head, you keep your distance now. Ready, folks?
Oh, yes, Mr. Coleman. I like you.
Of course you do, kid. Now we have to go back. Back in time.
Wow, Mr. Coleman, that was so nice.
Oh, it was beautiful. Just beautiful.
How much did it cost?
Shut up there, you hormone case.
Oh, Rusty, will you ever change?
No, wait. I'm not such a bad guy.
Sure, Mr. Sure. I've seen many a one, and you fit the bill.
Hey, give me a chance. I can't help this. You see, Mr. Coleman, I never had much persuasion with people, and I had to use my voice to intimidate them. Nobody ever loved me, Mr. Coleman, nobody at all. I had to start loving something. It had to be money.
There are those damn violins again.
Give me time to think. I can still change.
Okay, kid, okay. We'll see. We'll see. Now then, maybe somebody else has a story to tell. You there, Jerry.
Gosh, I'm sorry. It's so cold, I can't even think.
Oh, I'd like another story.
See there, folks? See? Oh, let's have one now. Who are you again, kid?
Oh, Weird Al?
Weird, kind of a dopey name. Tell the kid a story. Go ahead.
Oh, please, Mr. Al. I like you, too.
Ooh. Well, how about if I tell you about one of my Christmases?
Oh, there now. That's nice.
Oh, okay, kid, listen. I'll tell you a story. This is a little story about what Christmas was like when I was just a little kid like you. Oh, I can remember when I was very young. The only thing I wanted was to see Santa Claus, too. So on Christmas Eve, when my folks thought I was asleep, I would tiptoe into the living room and wait for Santa Claus to show up. And of course, I'd nod off and fall asleep after a while in front of the fireplace, and when morning came around, my dad would find me curled up on the carpet. Then he'd wake me up, and with an impish grin on his face, he'd tie me to the chair with dental floss and force-feed me kitty litter. Then he'd drag me into the kitchen and put my hands in the frying pan.
Shut up, Weird. Look at the kid.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe she wants something besides one of my heartwarming tales.
Oh, Mr. Ronald Coleman, I'm so cold. Mr. Coleman, sir? Oh, Mr. Coleman, sir?
Spit it out, kid. Spit it out.
Oh, sir, I don't think I'll ever get to see Santa Claus.
Yeah, Mr. Coleman, do you know how far it is?
Do you know what direction it is?
Do you know how much it costs? I'm sorry.
I know how to get there, and it's easy. But it's something you folks have been missing all along.
What, Mr. Coleman?
The magic of Christmas. Yes, sir. We'll get you there through the beauty and the real meaning of this season.
How?
By just believing.
Just believing?
I said it first.
Oh, but really? Physically, how are we going to get there? I mean, I believe in everything.
Oh, do you really? Do you really believe in the most important thing about Christmas?
Yeah, I do.
How about you, kid? Do you?
Oh, yes, Mr. Coleman, I do. A real lot. But how are we going to get there?
How? Why, just look around.
Ho, ho, ho. What have we here? What have we here? You, young man, what's your name?
My name?
My name is Weird Al.
Oh, so good to see you, Al. And what would you like for Christmas?
Oh gosh, Santa. I've always wanted to get a comedy record released on a big record company.
Mm-hmm. A big record company?
Oh, yes, sir. Real big.
How about Rhino Records.
Oh, no, even bigger.
Casablanca, maybe?
No, the Village People record on Casablanca.
All right, all right. Capitol Records, then.
Oh, yes, Santa. Oh, thank you. Here's a great big kiss.
Mwah! Ho, ho, ho. Calm down. It'll be out on Christmas Eve. Just you wait and see. And you, you're a fine-looking man. Who are you?
Oh, my name's Jerry Peek.
And Jerry, what can old Santa do for you?
Well, Santa, a voice like John Mac Flanagan's at KFRC would be just the thing.
What? But you have a fine voice as it is.
Well, how about a voice like John Mac Flanagan and a job at KFRC, too?
Ho, ho, ho. Okay. Now, Jerry, tap on wood three times. Do it. Fine. Now say, Stereo 91.
Stereo 91.
Say, real cool now, KCPR.
KCPR. And try that one again. KCPR.
Ho, ho, you've got it. Every time you knock on wood three times, you'll have his voice.
Oh, thank you, Santa.
And the program director at KFRC has just woken out of a sound sleep and is writing you a nice letter. Ho, ho, ho.
That's really nice.
You with the carrot-colored head. What is your name?
My name is Russ Scherer.
No need to shout, young'un. I may be old, but I still have my senses.
Sorry.
What?
I said I'm sorry.
Sorry. I'm just playing a joke. Ho, ho, ho. I'm so happy at this time of the season. What would you like, Mr. Scherer?
$1 million for our radio station.
How about 50,000?
$100,000 and you've got a deal.
Sold. Now you can use all your talent at the sadly underfunded radio station. Between me and you, that was always a shame. You have such a fine operation. Now, why, what have we here? Oh, ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Who is my little girl? Oh, come now. You'll hurt poor old Santa's feelings. There, that's the girl.
Oh, Santa Claus, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Of course not.
Oh, Santa Claus, is it really you?
Why, I don't know. Let me check my wallet. Ho, ho, ho. Of course it's me. I checked just yesterday. Ho, ho, ho. Now then, what's your name?
Everybody calls me Kid.
Well, Kid, what do you want for Christmas? A bike? A toy? A game?
Oh, Santa Claus, I don't want nothing. I just wanted to sit on your lap. That's all I want.
Well, now, you may certainly do that, young lady. Come over here.
Oh, I love you, Santa Claus.
I love you too, sweetie.
gosh, Santa, Maybe all I want is that kiss that the kid there promised me back at the station. Remember when we talked on the phone, Kid, huh?
Yeah, Mr. Al. I like you.
Mr. Claus, you take your $100,000. I just want people to like me.
Well, that is considerate of you. Dear Mrs. Claus will be able to oil my sled now.
With $100,000?
Hey, oil's expensive. Now, if you want to be more likable, you're going to have to be less intimidating. First, we get rid of the echo.
You mean like this?
Fine. Now, stop shouting. We can hear you fine. And if you stop shouting, people may begin to listen.
Oh, you mean like this?
Now you have it. Ho, ho, ho. Now, just sound friendly.
How?
Ho, ho, ho. It's easy. Just think friendly.
Wow. You mean like this?
There. It'll be easy now. I think that if you call yourself Russ James and get a little practice at your radio station, why, you'll be a big success without bossing around little people.
I think you're right, Santa. I'll do it.
I was thinking about that too, Jerry. Now, it's been my experience that people already finely talented don't need anything more. You're a fine fellow as it is, and you don't need anything from me. Good sense, nice positive outlook, You'll succeed on your own, my boy.
Thanks. I'll try.
And for you, kid, ho, 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 how about one little story?
Oh, Santa Claus, I'd like it. Please tell me one, please.
Well, pretend. It's the night before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Ho, 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 that's me. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
Yeah?
Yeah. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. And out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the windows I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon, on the breast of the new-fallen snow, gave the luster of the midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. The little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be St. Nick. That's me, you know. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and he shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away, all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a whirlwind I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, see, like this, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! Ho, ho, ho! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry, his droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and, laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."